Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? How we doing, y'all? It's KC Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. Babies! Hello, Miss Kitty.
Oh, Miss Kitty. Hello.
You like that one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Little change of pace, gotta spice things up. A little midweek special, you know?
Yeah, I sound like a 60s school teacher. But I like it.
That's everything you've ever wanted.
Except for the racism.
It's a give and take, Kitty. Obviously, it's a give
and
take.
It is, it is. But I think I would be fine just dressing from that era now.
Kitty, let's do a weather dealio, shall we?
Actually, I looked up UV index.
Did you really?
Hold on.
Let me give it to you first. Your UV index today, it's a zero.
That makes sense.
I didn't know that was possible.
You want to know why?
Please tell me
because
why.
Because UV index is actually the levels at which you get sunburned. So it's been gray as heck, right? I looked it up. You know, the best UV index to like get a suntan is when it's like 5 or 6 and then you only have to sit out there for 40 minutes compared to it being at a 2 or 3 and you're there for an hour and a half. But right now you ain't getting no sun.
Because you don't want a lot. Like, if it's at a 9 or a 10.
No, you don't. No. At that point, you're staying inside. You're wearing sunblock when you look out the window. Okay. You're welcome.
So just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, your KC Morning Hose, that UV index, it's a zero. You good to go.
You should still wear sunblock, okay. Like, every day.
I still haven't quite put it together, apparently. Okay. Your high today, 78 degrees on this hump day, baby. Your low, 59. Gonna have, let's see, an 89% humidity. That seems a little sticky. Your wind out of the north. Is it the north? The arrow's going up, so I'm guessing. No, it's from the south, maybe. Okay, that makes sense to me. Either way, it's 5 miles an hour. Your moon phase, a different moon phase today. First quarter moon phase today to go with your 7:12 sunset.
We need a KC Morning astrologist.
Yes. Yes, we do. If
we
that's
need
you.
An astrology hoe.
If that is you, hit us up, please.
Please tell us what the stars mean.
We have questions and a whole lot of no answers.
We know what time we were born, if that helps.
You know, it's actually timely. I was born Monday Night Football, October 28th, 1991. The Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Oakland Raiders. And a victory, by the way. My doctor had tickets to the game, so he tried to rush us out.
He rushed you and your brother out your mama's womb.
That is a true story. And he made it to the game, I think, by like the first quarter. But that was then, Kitty. That was 28 years ago. God, almost 29 now. I do not like growing up. That was then. This is now. Kitty, how are you doing? How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing really good, actually. I slept a little jacked up. That's about it. Other than that, I'm feeling good.
Doing real good, huh? Why are you so fired up? Why are you feeling good, good?
You know.
Did you get that good? What's going on here? What's happening?
No, not recently. You know, I'd be feeling a lot better if I did.
We're officially into fall.
We are officially in fall.
Pumpkin spice everything. I excel in fall. Like, that's when my wardrobe really kind of stands out. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I do a decent summer. It's mostly no clothes. It's how do you work with no clothes. But in the fall and the winter is how we make the layered look work.
I'm not gonna lie. I was getting dressed this morning. I was like, is it cold outside? Is it not? It's dark. It was like warm this morning. It was like 67 degrees when I was taking my dog out.
Yeah, it looks like we still got...
I'm just dealing.
I mean, we still have a little bit of like that summer feel. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that this is the perfect opportunity, y'all. Grab some of them last minute summer sales.
That's true.
Throw on a cardigan on top of that thing. And now you have a winter look. And you did it on the cheap. Ballin' on a budget. That's what we do here. Kitty, on the show today, Benny's back.
Awesome.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heiss. I don't even know if we talk sports that much, I'll be honest with you. That man, we just have a good time. So you know I had to talk about this today. This made all the rounds. I think this got released on Monday. Rolling Stones finally updated their greatest albums of all time. All 500 of them. Now, if you remember before, it was a rather old white man list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the songs are great. The albums are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a little mayonnaise. So they have updated this list, and you'll be happy to know that it is a much younger, it is a much more inclusive list. It is, in my opinion, a much better sounding list. So you know we got to do this. You want to do some albums real quick?
The greatest albums of all time.
I do. All right, how do I want to do this? How do we want to do this? Let's do the top five because we're going to play some clips. But I'll give you a quick overview of 10 through 6. You had Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks, Prince were Purple Rain. Let's see here. Number 7 was Fleetwood Mac. That was the Rumors album, one of my favorites of all time. Nirvana, number 6, that was Nevermind.
Amazing.
Released in 1991. Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Now, the top 5. These are your greatest albums of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
I will be the judge of this list.
Oh, here we go. All right, Kitty is the judge and juror. Number 5, The Beatles, Abbey Road. Boy, don't go.
They deserve to be knocked down a few pegs, to be honest. So I'm glad they're at 5.
It's nice that we are getting a chance to have a little bit of a, recalibrating, you know?
If we're on the topic of mayonnaise, you can just throw them beetle bugs right in there.
Whoa. So I'm trying to walk a very fine line here. Are you on the Beatles? Are you not a Beatles fan?
I never caught Beatlemania. I will agree they have some good solo music.
I've heard you play because Imagine. You play John Lennon in your apartment.
I do not play Imagine. That's a lie.
I've heard it.
You're lying.
I've heard it.
Lying. Every now and again, I can listen to, what's that one? Is it Rihanna, Kanye, and Paul McCartney? That's a good song. I don't know what it's called, but I like that one.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I'm somebody with Dylan. Ooh, that's all I want.
That was some of the last of like normal Kanye. Some of the last of this guy. He still talks to me.
So yeah, I mean, I like one of them. Whatever. What's next?
Number 4, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life. Oh, yes, please. I don't wanna bore you with it. This is one of those albums that if it's a Saturday morning at my house, it was probably on. It's weird saying this. I miss, like CDs when you have the scratch because you would wear it down so much. That was us. My mom would play the S out of this track. Songs in the Key of Life says here, the album's mastery of many styles remains astonishing, but perhaps the most important part of the album, the impassioned political art as well. Songs in the Key of Life, that's number 4. Top albums of all time. Number 3, Joni Mitchell with Blue. This one I feel like is for you, Kitty.
All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss the sunset peak. California, I'm coming home.
The year was 1971, and Joni Mitchell represented the West Coast feminine ideal.
That one got me through some tough times. I know it was in 71, but I just...
This is what she said in 1979, Kitty. At that period of my life, I had no personal defenses. I felt like a cellophane wrapper on a pack of cigarettes. Ooh, that's beautiful. Oh, my God. Jesus.
That is so beautiful.
I felt like I had absolutely no secrets from the world, and I couldn't pretend in my life to be strong or to be happy. But the advantage of it in the music was that there was no defenses there either way. Number 2, your runner-up on your greatest albums of all time, the Beach Boys, going Pet Sounds.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the morning as the day is new? Every happy spent the day together, hold each other close the whole night through.
I will mayonnaise vanilla the heck out of myself to say that I do have a huge catalog of the Beach Boys.
This is the quote from 1966 from Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. He says, who's gonna hear this shit? And ironically, apparently that helped inspire the album's title. Who's gonna hear this shit? Maybe a dog. Let's call it Pet Sounds. I love it. Are you ready for this? The greatest album of all time. I'm looking at this number 1 right now. I have no complaints. Marvin Gaye, the year was 1971. What's going on?
Come on, talk to me.
can't see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really good with that one being number one.
It's actually perfect.
Shoot, I might put that on later.
What emerged, according to Rolling Stone, was soul music's very first concept album, one of the most important and influential LPs ever made. And it is so timely. Like, it's crazy. The more things change, the more things end up staying the same. Not too bad, Kitty. You gonna listen to some of this today?
Actually, I was thinking I might go through this list myself, like the whole list. I like to choose random numbers and go and see what they are, see how they correlate, you know?
You want to give me a random number? Why not? Give me a random.
Okay, well, tell me what the 23rd song on the list is. That's my favorite number. That's my golden year. That's the age I am. Give it to me, baby.
Oh, Kitty, well done. Number 23. The year was 1967.
Oh.
The Velvet Underground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, the Velvet Underground and Nico.
Up to Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man.
We listened to this. We listened to a podcast on this album when we were going to Colorado.
Yeah, we
yes,
did.
Yes.
That makes me feel good.
Well, now I want to try mine now.
Oh, you want to try your number?
Now, let's do, let's see. I got my birthday coming up. Let's do 28. This is excellent. This is what...
Tell me.
I got D'Angelo, y'all.
Ooh.
We going voodoo.
I'ma take off your clothes and
D'Angelo said at the time, this is a quote, "It took a while, but I'm on my way now." Mm-hmm. That's right, D'Angelo. You know, that's a quote. That's a quote for all of us. You know what? That right there is going to be a great segue to take us to the news, Kitty, because you know what? It may take us a while, but we on our way now.
Ooh, we going to
get
there.
We on our way, Kitty. Wednesday, September 23rd. Shall we do the news?
Let's do it.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Feeling nice. I feel like I'm inspired now. Got a chance to wake up, hear some good music, got a chance to do a weather deal. Honestly, I could tap out right now. My day is good to go. I'm set. But we gotta do the news. So let's I guess do the news, huh? Kitty, you haven't seen any of the stories.
What are you saying?
You can read the room.
I got a feeling it's not good.
What if I told you? It's like one of those ESPN trailers. What if I told you?
In a world.
What if I told you that I got pumpkin stories?
Oh, yes.
I got a couple happy stories.
Okay.
Got a Disney dealio.
I love Disney.
A little dash of positivity. The power of positivity on the Shakesy Morning Show.
Put that positivity into my veins.
We said yesterday, I was talking to Carter Augustine. Got a Sporting KC game today. I said, Carter, put that in your goal and kick it.
You know, I heard something else about you talking to Carter Augustine, actually.
What is this?
If anyone missed yesterday's show, when I was listening to it, I said, you should really, you know, make that more public, what you're going to do in case Sporting KC wins. What, the cup?
Well, listen, if you heard it on yesterday's episode, if you heard it, you heard it. I didn't think we had to bring it up again.
No, we got to bring it up again because I think this affects the both of us because I got to look at your ass every day.
All I said, Kitty, was if Sporting KC can bring home an MLS Cup this year, that I, in the stylings, in the footsteps, if you will, of Alan Pulido, will dye my hair a nice frosted color. He calls it platinum. Let's call it what it is, y'all. It's frosted tips. If we bring home the cup, I will frost these things so hard.
Are you going to get it professionally done?
Oh, listen, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
You're going to look like, what are they called? Snow caps, those little candies, you know, the little chocolate pieces with the white dots on top. I love those candies, but...
we may not look good, but we're tasty. Mm. Heyo, COVID!
343 new coronavirus cases are being reported in the 9-county Kansas City area. This is the rolling 7-day average, down from a week ago. Here's a look at the number of cases since the pandemic began. Kansas City, Missouri, Johnson County, Kansas, and Jackson County, Missouri have the most. Cass County recently passed Clay County on this list.
And if you're curious to see these numbers, they have a chart and all this stuff put together for you. The Missouri Health and Senior Services Twitter account, which is at Healthy Living Mo. It ain't great, and unfortunately, we have even more bad news.
Missouri saw the most deaths for any single day during the COVID-19 pandemic Tuesday, with 49 new deaths reported. More than 40 deaths in one day had only been recorded two other times in the state's history, once in May and once in July in this pandemic. There have now been 10 days this month alone with at least 20 deaths reported in the state. Four of those days have been this past week alone. For reference, there were only 21 days total where 10 new deaths were reported during the first 6 months of this pandemic. In Kansas, there have been 7 days this month with at least 10 deaths reported.
And this year, the White House Coronavirus Task Force, they have reiterated guidelines for statewide mask mandates in Missouri. And they're actually even talking about, you know, yo, y'all, maybe we should close down some of these bars. That was part of some of the suggestions that have been reiterated from the White House Coronavirus Task Force. I don't see that happening, but you know, if you can read anything out of that, that means that, hey, this is still very serious. The NFL yesterday, like over $1 million worth of fines for coaches who weren't wearing masks. My man Andy Reid, not gonna let that happen though. My man Andy sets a trend, rocking that mask, rocking that shield. But yeah, we still got a lot of work to do, and these numbers are not great. If you're looking to try to get a test, I know firsthand how frustrating this process can be, and luckily there are more opportunities courtesy of Oak Park Mall. Katie, we can go back to the mall. I'm a mall walker. I haven't been back to my hood in months.
Rapid testing for COVID-19 is now available at Oak Park Mall. The company doing this testing claims that they can get you results in an hour.
All they test for is a virus, specifically the COVID-19 virus.
That's how HealthGage President Scott McLaughlin says his company is able to get a result so quick.
No qualification, same day appointments, and we text you a negative or positive result within an hour.
It's an $80 test that Scott says is 96.7% accurate. HealthGage opening up just a week ago at the Oak Park Mall. He says the test is less invasive.
We just have to go just far enough to get that Q-tip wet. We are the only model like ours that is doing a high volume drive through.
Said you can go online and get signed up. It is hgscreenings.com. They're talking like a 5 to 10 minute process. You know, it's just enough to get a Q-tip wet. If you're looking to get a test, if you're nervous, if you're having symptoms or not, I was asymptomatic. So if you can get this test, 96.7% accurate. That's pretty good. Now it is $80. That is something we got to work on. You know, I can admit that I took a test that was not that accurate. I took many tests, but I know one of them for a fact, I looked it up, was not that accurate. And that's not good. That's the mixed messaging, right? Tell my mall walker friends I said hello. Tell them I miss them dearly and I will see them soon.
Go get you a pretzel and a COVID test.
Can you stop? That's too soon. I'm already sad enough. I miss my people enough. Come on. Oh, pour one out for Annie Ann's. Oh, Annie Ann's. I'll see you soon, baby girl. I miss you. Kansas City. We have so much work to do. So much work to do.
The truth is, Kansas City is having a terrible year when it comes to homicides. The city is on track to break all previous records.
Kansas City has seen murders in front of grocery stores, mass shootings outside nightclubs, and now a toddler murdered in the back seat of his parents' car.
That's just not normal. That's just not seen in other cities.
Dr. Ken Novak is a criminologist who works at UMKC. He tracks numbers.
Kansas City's on pace for the most deadly year, both in terms of number of homicides as well as the rate of violence that we've seen over the last 30, 40, 50 years.
The highest number of homicides in one year was back in 1993. There were 153. This year is expected to surpass that.
We need to get these people off of our streets. Like, this is not a safe environment for anybody.
Tuesday, the community coming together outside of the fire station, calling for peace and asking witnesses to come forward.
We need information on who did this. I'll tell you this, this little boy did not deserve this.
Violence just in general, we need to have a conversation with. How we resolve conflicts in this country is absurd. So I always really, I struggle with how to tell these stories on the show because we know it. We hear it. I don't want to lead every news block with another Casey homie getting shot. I'm sick of that. We should be sick of this, and we have to do something about it. And I don't know what the answer is. I will be completely honest. I don't know. And I've asked Mayor Q. I know he's trying. I know we're all trying, but it's not working right now. Like, at some point, we just need to say it's not working. We have kids getting shot in drive-bys. What the hell are we doing? We have to do so much better. I know I'm going to get yelled at for talking about guns, but we got too many guns on the street, you know? People say defund the police. I would love to reroute all kinds of different funds to all kinds of different services that could help, you know, poverty programs, housing programs, transportation programs. But right now, we have too many f***ing guns on the street. I don't know where we go from here. I just know it needs to stop. And, you know, I talked to Mayor Q about this when we had him on the show last week. And he's a friend of ours. I love Mayor Q. You know, but as I'm hearing stuff like, you know, us breaking homicide records, as we still have months and months still to go in the year, you know, I hear this story, the city hall shakeup, and I'm like, come on, y'all, this is ridiculous.
Mayor Quinn Lucas announces he'll chair the Transportation Infrastructure and Operations Committee on an interim basis. It comes after weeks of inaction by a key city committee stalled in accusations of racism, impropriety, and a boycott.
I'm very pleased with his decision. I think this is a great solution.
The mayor says he'll change some procedures and work to restore positive functioning relationships among committee colleagues.
You know, it's a good start, and I hope it really presents this was an opportunity to move forward.
The committee is crucial to finishing the airport on time and on budget, plus construction decisions that affect the streetcar, parks, and water projects.
I think he'll probably run it a few weeks, and then if things go well, he'll just hand it back over to me. So that's, I think, the plan at this point right now.
And I think that would be disappointing in light of the history. Based on her comments in the media, I don't think that the poor behavior has changed.
Fast forward now to today, Mayor Q has decided that he's just going to take it over himself. Y'all can't figure this out, so he's going to take it over himself. Where it goes from here, we'll see. But again, like, as we have real life issues, you know, we have to wear multiple hats. I get that. You got to call this stuff out when you see it. Like, Teresa Lohr, I listened to the comments. It was pretty dumb, pretty gross. You know what you said. Let's get to work, Casey. Let's get to work. You want some good news? Let's do some good news on this one, huh?
I need a feel-good story.
This should be an opportunity, right? An opportunity.
The Kansas City Art Institute opening its gallery with an exhibit titled Revolution in Our Lifetime.
It's featuring art about activism with a message for this moment in time.
This collaboration is not only elevating black voices and bringing attention to black names, it's showcasing black artists who also call this community home.
What's on view here is not just the struggle, but the hope and the love.
Oh yeah, it's all about love.
I believe we're more alike than different. And the emotion and our ability to feel is the thing that binds us together.
Kitty, I wasn't playing. I hope you got a bag packed. I really hope you got a bag packed because we may need to go to DC. They're gonna get this thing through. They're gonna push a nominee through. So we held out hope for Mitt, and Mitt did what Mitt usually does. He caved at the end and said, yeah, we're going to do this thing anyway. So I was having a conversation with my dad about this over the weekend. We've all heard the hypocrisy of what they said in 2016. You know, when Merrick Garland was nominated, Mitt Romney and all the Republicans said, no, election year, you can't do that. We've heard the clips. And I thought, you know what? What's the point of even playing it? This is all a game that obviously we weren't meant to win or even play. Like, it's not like the game's not working. It's working just fine. It's just that none of us were included. And you know what? When I thought about that, I said, we have to play these clips because you really should remember this stuff. Take to heart the things that they said then and what they said now. And I guess at that point, it's on you. But we can't pretend like we didn't hear what we just heard.
Let's let the American people decide.
This should be a decision for the people, George. Let the election decide.
I don't think we should be moving forward on a nominee. In the last year of this president's term, I would say that if it was a Republican president.
This is about principle, not the person the president has nominated. And it's why the majority of the Senate has chosen to use this unique situation as an opportunity to let the American people have a voice.
I want you to use my words against me.
If an opening comes in the last year of President Trump's term and the primary process has started, we'll wait till the next election.
You're on the record.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold the tape.
Well, we pulled the tape. They're just giving the game away in plain sight. They don't even care. So now it's on us. Are you registered to vote? That's my question. Go vote. Let's talk happy states. I promised you a happy story, Kitty. Would you like to know the happiest states in the union, Kitty? Are you curious Who's having the most fun?
Yeah, it's definitely not misery.
Number one on this list, the happiest state in the union. That goes to Hawaii.
Well, duh.
Number two, Utah.
I told you.
Number three, Minnesota. Number four, we had New Jersey. And rounding out the top five, Maryland. Those are the five happiest states.
Utah is literally on my dream destination vacation / I want to move there and start my own CBD farm, you know, chicken, bees, and dogs.
Which one do you think was higher? Which is a happier state, Missouri or Kansas, if you had to guess?
Kansas is full of a-holes, but they got better roads. Missouri... we got some good stuff, I guess.
I'll say this. We're close. It's within a couple of each other. Out of Missouri and Kansas, who's happier? The answer is Kansas, ranked 33 out of 50, so still not the best. Missouri, ranked 40 out of 50 as far as your happiest states in the union.
I'm not surprised.
Well, misery loves company. Kansas ain't that far behind, so you know what? Guess what? Guess what? We all suck together. Have you watched the new Toy Story?
I don't think so.
I have not either. I stopped after Toy Story 3. I am the same age as Andy.
The third one was the one where he gives his toys to that little girl.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Thanks for that, Kitty.
Yes. Oh, it's the third one. If you ain't seen it yet, you're behind.
Apparently in Toy Story 4, there is a ripoff.
And what?
A Evel Knievel ripoff. And the family is not pleased with Disney.
Toys. Who's a Canuck with all the luck?
Now you can bring home Duke Kaboom.
Who's the most spectacular daredevil Canada has ever seen?
Are you kidding?
It's a commercial. It's not real. I can't jump that far.
So in Toy Story 4, Keanu Reeves' character Duke Kaboom was an obvious homage to Evel Knievel. But the people who control Evel's name and likeness do not see it as a compliment. And also, they weren't able to cash in. That's really what they're upset about. They couldn't make any money on this. So they are suing K&K Promotions, suing Disney and Pixar for damages, saying they ripped off Evel Knievel. Get that money, y'all. Get that money. Disney got that money to blow. Pay up, y'all. Pay up.
You tell me you had a story about pumpkins or coffee? Yes. I'm not sure.
Oh, let's wrap it up with this, Kitty. I promised pumpkins, didn't I?
I sure did. And I just asked for pumpkins the other day, too.
A new creation is in the works, okay? And I want you to put this together.
Okay.
Okay, we had something new from Panera a couple days ago. What was it?
Oh, the broccoli cheddar mac and cheese.
Uh-huh, we had mac and cheese. Yes. Okay, I promised you
okay.
A pumpkin spice story.
Oh, no.
That being said, no. Kitty, I want you to put two and two together.
Kraft introduces Pumpkin Spice Mac and Cheese. The original taste you love with added pumpkin spice. Try Kraft Shrimp Scampi with Pumpkin Spice Linguine. Or Kraft Vegetarian Pumpkin Spice Lasagna. Instead of meat, a layer of spiced pumpkin. All coming soon with the new Pumpkin Spice Mac and Cheese. By the third forkful, you'll feel like you've had enough.
I know how much you want to try this. I know that you're savoring this opportunity, but unfortunately, I have to let you know this. It is only going to be available in Canada.
Yes. It's real?
Kraft is breaking out pumpkin spice mac and cheese. That's the real thing, baby girl.
Is it supposed to be sweet or savory?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. And you know, I'm not going to lie, and you probably cut this out, but the entire time I was listening to that little advert, it sounded like WAP.
What?
It did, you know, and they're like, this is what good sound like. I did not like that commercial.
Kitty, on the show today, Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler, going to do a sports thing.
Love it.
Happy hump day, baby! It's your KC Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
He is back. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler back on your KC Morning Show. You've been a mover and a shaker, Benny. I think perhaps literally you moving.
Look at you with that full setup. Like, it's almost as if you've been waiting an entire week to just set that up and then give me that 12-pound bowling ball, and I just roll it straight through with just a little bit of a curve, knock over that 1-4, and then be able to knock down the rest of the strike. What I just gave you, Hartzell, was probably the worst bowling analogy of all time. I don't even know if I got the pins right. But yes, yeah, we're on the move. me, my wife, we got a near almost 16 month old. We are moving. We're not moving on up, just moving down south. Which, dude, I we've talked about this before. I continue to sell out every year that I, you know, have lived in Kansas City. Like I came here, I was in my mid 20s. I was a young single guy. I was living over in West Side, so I could like walk to downtown and like power and light. And I was an 8-minute cab ride before Uber even came to Kansas City, to Westport and the Plaza, you know, 15 minutes to Waldo and Brookside. Like I was living the dream. And then, you know, I started dating some girl who lived in Overland Park, and then I moved a little bit further south to Waldo, and then I was like, okay, but I still got my own place. She can be in Overland Park and the burbs with the rest of her friends, and then, you know, we got engaged and moved in, and now I'm moving, like, past 135th. Like, I feel like I'm not going to see anybody anymore. Like, I'm just out in the boonies here. This is crazy to me.
It all goes back to pro wrestling, because life is wrestling. It's not selling out, baby. A heel buys in.
Yeah, but this is a harder sell as a heel, right? like nobody's booing me.
Everyone now is especially booing you because now you're the elitist. You are now the elitist who now moved down south, who thinks he's better than us in the urban core.
I traded in, you know, 700 square feet for a man cave.
That's exactly right.
You're right.
You are getting booed out the building right now.
That's true. Like, I can barely hear you over all of these just noticeable boos. Like I feel like I just came into the game for the Royals and just gave up, like, a gopher ball to give up the lead. The last handful of years, I was that guy. And now here I am just, like, hanging on for dear life, throwing up 85-mile-per-hour cookies and just getting crushed. And by the way, too, speaking of the heel turn, I need to run something by you because We've talked about this before. Like, you know what this has become? This is sort of a new therapy session for me. I enjoy coming on because I get to tell you my problems. You get to let me know whether or not I'm being selfish with my problems. So let me tell you what happened today. So I got a 16-month-old, super cute kid. He's big. Like, he's like 90-something percentile big. And it all started once he started eating real food. Like, no more milk. Just like, he's eating what we're eating now. Like, avocado. Like, we gave him pasta. We had some gnocchi tonight. And he just gobbled it up. Like, he's a big boy. And so I go to pick him up and I try to do like the one arm swoop because I still think like I got it. And whatever happened in that lower like part of my back just flared the F up, dude. And like, I've been hobbling around all day. Like,
oh no, it happened.
Full on back tilted at a 40. It happened. And my back like tilted at a 45 degree angle. Like, I'm trying to chase the dog around the backyard. I'm hobbling. Like, I clearly look like just something is off. And here's the worst part. You know, my wife has rheumatoid arthritis. So like, she's constantly in pain and like has been dealing with this for the last like 12, 13 years. So I'm thinking, okay, I got a friend here, right? Like, this is someone that's going to understand what it's like to be in pain.
Oh, no,
she's laughing her ass off watching me hobble around. Like, she's like, do you want a cane? Like, she's just laughing hysterically. And so I asked her to leave the room and I was too embarrassed with myself.
Like, this was the change for you, Benny. You understand that, right?
But is this the change? Like, I've had some moments over the course of the last couple of years. Like, after I turned 30, I'm like, all right, is this when I become washed? Is it, you know, when I'm 31, 32? Like, so I have to keep a running diary of all the different things where I look back and say, like, man, I used to be, I was something. And now I'm just sort of hanging on for dear life. So you're right. Maybe this is it. Maybe as I grimace away and walk away from this interview holding my lower back, that'll be the end of it. Maybe I'll bounce back hard. So maybe I can find a way to get back into the good graces of the people.
I think you're okay for right now, but this is a warning call. Like, this is the shot heard around the world. I want you to know that because you're still okay. But just know now that the clock is ticking. Here in about like 12, 13 years, you're going to have an adolescent baby boy who's no longer going to be a baby boy, and he's going to be able to kick your ass. That is when you will know that it is officially too late.
My wife clearly thinks he can't do anything wrong. So, you know, he's going to have an ally over here. You're right, man. That when that day comes and I'm in my mid-40s, that's going to be a rough day.
The time is now to prepare yourself, Benny.
Is this my intervention?
I
didn't realize that this is why you called.
Tell us about sports. You want to do a sports thing real quick?
I think we can do a sports thing. I want to keep it local because we're coming towards the end of baseball season. And, you know, I think we sort of had baseball in our rearview mirror for like the last, 6-7 weeks, the moment that any sort of sign of football was coming back. the number one thing that everybody's starting to prepare for is Chiefs and Ravens on Monday night.
How big can a game be at this time of the year? It's week three. It's a Monday night game, and we set the stage for all that is at stake. And I guess in theory, home field advantage way down the line could wind up being decided. To the players themselves, how big is this game?
Yeah, I think it's enormous because we know we only have one playoff bye this year. So I think that's really big. And if the Ravens can win this game, I think it means a lot to them. I know that everyone thinks Patrick Mahomes is leaps and bounds better than everyone in this league, but I'm not sure that's true. I certainly think he's the best quarterback in the league, but Lamar is on his heels.
Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, the last two MVPs of the league. The Ravens were supposed to play the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl last year, but they got knocked out early. Like, this is like the rematch of the rematches. And so this is like the game of the year in the NFL. And it's happening coming up on Monday night, and there's already conversation leading up to it. So, like, this is going to be absolutely insane. And I'm excited about it, Hartz. Have you started to get your juices flowing about that Chiefs game yet?
Oh, my God. We had a watch party last week, man. If that was any indicator of what we're in store for on Monday, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Can we talk about that watch party for a second? Because I want to know where you got that hat. I want to know how you can pull off the 10-gallon hat and what I have to do to be able to get there. There was like a 10-gallon hat, some sort of like a form-fitting blazer because, you know, you're still in good shape. What were you doing? What were you pulling off? And how do I get to that point? Am I just too nerdy and white to be able to pull that off?
Oh, no. You could give it a shot. It wouldn't be a good look, but it would be a look. That's for sure.
It was well done by you. I'm a big fan of like the not necessarily the total form fitting blazer, but like good blazer and jeans. I feel like that's going to be around for a while. And as a dad, I still feel like I can pull that off and look somewhat younger than I am.
It is an appropriate way to age. You know, when I see I went and saw Billy Idol a couple years ago. It was an excellent show, but I was worried like, oh my God, what is Billy going to do? I don't want to see a shirtless Billy Idol in 2020. I don't need to see that. I'm out.
As someone whose opinion I dearly trust in music, when do you get to that point where you need to evolve, like as a musician with your wardrobe? Like if your whole look for all this time has been like, if you were an 80s rocker, man, like if you were like a hair banger dude, like how long do you live with that look? Is that part of the nostalgia? Do you try to like evolve over time? How would you assess that for like the great musician?
The age is 42, and the role model for that is Steve Perry. Steve Perry did it a great way. He got out of Journey, and he started wearing blazers, and my man's doing fine. And now he's getting back in the music game. You know what? Because the universe said, hey, thank you for doing your part. Let us reward you this back end.
It was basically like 42 is sort of like your lifetime achievement award as like a badass. And then you get, it's for like 40, you're normally people would say it's 40, right? You know, this is 40. You got to move on. And so it's sort of like a 2-year grace period. It's
right.
Like,
exactly. You got to ease into it. All right. It's a new normal for everybody. Okay. We'll give you a little bit of time.
Okay. Perfectly reasonable. By the way, speaking of 40, you know, Tom Brady's like 43. People were talking about him. Everybody said that he was washed. After week one of the season, he comes back. All of a sudden, he looks normal again. And right now, people are making the same mistake about Drew Brees. I was on a podcast today where people were comparing him to, like, remember Chet Stedman from Gary Busey from Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
They're saying, like, that's Drew Brees now. And I thought to myself, like, man, this is one game. And, yeah, he looks a little bit off. He's 41, 42 years old. Like, there's still a bunch of talent around him. So I don't know why, man. I think there's some ageism going on in the NFL. We are so ready to just throw all these quarterbacks and put them in a retirement home and say, that's it. You're done. It is over. And they keep proving us wrong because they keep playing year after year.
Man, Benny, this back issue has really gotten you because you really are taking one for the elderly here, man. You really feel like you have to defend a certain age demographic right now. And by the way, you're doing a great job. You are their champion today.
Thank you. Yeah, after I get off the phone with you, I'm going to take my fiber pills and go to bed.
Well, no matter what happens, just make sure y'all stay off of Benny's lawn because my man's an adult now. He's a grown-ass man. Stay off of his lawn either way. Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. My brother, thank you for being on the show, man. Talk to you soon.
I was trying to think of like some old man joke to close with at the end, and then nothing came to me.
I'm going to keep that in, by the way. I'm still recording. That's going to stay in there.
Good.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
On Wednesdays, we get some wisdom, some wise words of wisdom from Miss Kitty across the line, and she is going to set us straight, going to get us empowered for not only the rest of our day, but the rest of our week. We need it today,
too. These quotes are actually going to get you through the rest of your life if you actually listen to them. Yeah, play my music.
What you want to hear, girl? What you want?
Oh, I thought you had it.
Oh, no. This is your... Hey, Kitty, this is your thing. I follow your lead.
Play something by Frank Sinatra.
Ooh, gonna go a little Rat Pack with it. Okay.
Yeah, I need something upbeat and older.
That's what she said?
Yes. I have received some complaints from my family that I have several quotes to use that the people need to hear.
Oh, you got some in the tank, huh?
Yes, these are from a wise man named Anthony Mange. That is my stepfather. He's not gonna listen, but I love him. All right, rules to live by. These are Anthony's 8 rules. 1, how much does it cost to be nice? 2, the 3 B's. Be nice, be quiet, be gone.
I like that one.
3, deny, deny, deny. 4, the choice is yours. 5, allow yourself to win. And that is actually a quote that he says to me all the time. And I try to tell everyone around me to allow themselves to win.
You tell me all the time.
6, if you get greedy, you get nothing. 7, don't take kindness for weakness. He's huge on that one.
Yep.
Number 8, this is the last one. Be loyal to a fault for your friends and family. And those are Anthony's 8 rules to live by.
Ooh, I don't hate that at all.
What a ride.
Breaking us off with some words of wisdom on this your KC Morning Show. I feel inspired. Great job, Kim. What do you got playing tonight? What are we doing?
You're going to a sporting game. I kind of want to make soup, and I have an exam in a couple hours.
A busy Wednesday. Hump day, baby. That's right. Sporting KC taking on Orlando. Details are at sportingkc.com. I got a Zoom presentation tomorrow at UMKC, 7 p.m. We're talking... Actually, I don't know what we're talking about. I'm having a good time with it. I was expecting like 2 or 3 people on this thing. I got a text last night. Apparently, there's going to be like 250 people on this call.
Oh, my God.
And like 50 staff and faculty and former, you know, student athletes.
What are you going to tell them about?
I have no idea. I ran for a year. I was there long enough to have a cup of coffee, but I was pretty good. Like, don't get me wrong. I was very good. But like, I don't think I have enough clout to be saying, you know, life-isms. I don't know. We're going to put something together.
Do you want to use my 8 rules to live by?
I honestly may have to do that. I might just put that on a loop. I might just send them this audio and say, hey, you guys good? This is going to work. Where can people find us, Kitty?
On Instagram, we are The KC Morning Show. And on Twitter and Facebook and all other medias, it is just KC Morning Show.
My name's Hartzell at Hartzell965. Kitty, you're what? Holy Hearts?
Holy Hearts, as in a hole in your heart, baby.
If you got some time, we are nominated for Best Local Podcast. PitchKC.com. That would be awesome. I would love to bring this home. That would just
voting ends September 30th. Get a bunch of emails together, start a whole bunch of bank accounts, mm-hmm. and vote for us.
It's nice to be told you're pretty, right? Like, it's just nice. So please do that.
I deserve this.
Been here for 2 weeks and already saying what she deserves. I love it. You're fitting in just perfectly on this show. Already flexing. Back in your feeds tomorrow. Full show on Friday. God, already almost Friday. Wow. My name's Hartzell. Kitty, say goodbye.
Bye.
The KC Morning Show.